My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of the more underappreciated smiles in show business history.
Think so?
Oh, them cute little curls she got going on there with them dimples. That's Southside Chicago right there. That's somebody who's just been into a deep dish.
How about that?
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com. And on this Sunday morning, first day of September, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a happy holiday weekend and all the Chaka Khan fans in Athens.
Okay.
Congratulations, your football team got a big win. Well, they got the season off the way they should.
Right.
And you don't acknowledge the big, you know, like, what is this, Kirby's 40th? There was some crazy number of, the, you know, starting the season, or 40 wins he has had throughout his career opening game. But he hasn't been coaching 40 years, so I don't know, is that assistants or playing? I don't know how they came up with that number 40.
But it works.
He won a bunch. So, anyway, morning to you. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Karen Pastana, Tennis Panorama, will be joining us next, where I have to make a really, 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 really
I can't wait to see
big acknowledgement to her. Also, we'll stick around for it.
Yeah.
Noelle's World coming up here. We're going to talk about our stories of the summer now that we are, you know, with Labor Day here, the official end of summer. And by the way, an amateur day, so be very careful this weekend. Got a lot of folks out there drinking and driving who don't normally drink and drive, so thus the name amateur night or day in this case. Miles Garrett, going to talk more UGA with us. Dustin Long, going to talk NASCAR. Today's the anniversary of something big in NASCAR. I'm going to save it for when Dustin is here. And JR. Last time we talked to JR was right down there on the street on 15th Street for the Peachtree Road Race.
Yep. He came over and hung out with us.
And girls were stopping. Ooh, look at him. Because he does that. He makes the girls a bit weak in the knees. As they say. So he's going to be joining us. You won't be able to see him. Anyway, it is time to turn things over to you, Mr. Crenshaw. Okay. You want a silly nugget before we get into
this? Go ahead.
You sure you want one?
Why not?
You know, we always talk about there's a first day for everything.
Yeah.
I've never done this before. Maybe you have. Probably know people who have. Today was the day that the first Pullman sleeping car went into service.
Really?
I've never done, you know, even any kind of train where I've gotten a room, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right.
But the first Pullman car, the first Pullman sleeping car went into service.
Wow.
On this day.
On this day.
So
on this day.
Oh, there you go. So okay. I never had no folks that traveled by train a lot.
My mother did because my grandfather worked for railroad.
Well, that would do it. Okay.
Yeah, my mom got a chance to travel free boats, but my dad worked for the airport. Airlines.
Oh, that worked out nicely.
And my grandfather worked for railroad.
Well, what you got? What you bringing
that? Right, you know. Mom got a chance to move around quite a bit, man.
Didn't
you
know, Sam? He just got a cab.
That's all he got. That's all you gonna do.
You got an Uber driver.
That's it. That's
anyway,
it.
Anyway, well, there you go. Today was the day of the first one, and like I said, I'll save the world. Here's all right. I'll give you one more for you. Bobby Fischer became Bobby Fischer on this day. And how would you like to have? Is there a greater title to have? I mean, it's one of those, unless it's one of those exalted military titles,
yeah,
or some governmental title that you earn from getting people's votes. But short of that, I think this is like one of the best titles you could get.
Yeah.
Grand Master.
Grand Master. Absolutely.
If I was a Grand Master, all y'all could, you know what I mean? Just being called. So Bobby Fischer, that was the famous match that took place back in the day. And today, Bobby Fischer beat Boris Spassky.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was a huge deal back then.
I was one of that, and Bobby, you know. Who's the other one? Who am I thinking of? The tennis player?
Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs. That's
it. Bobby Riggs.
But that was a few years later. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, what's going on locally?
Okay. We talked about the Georgia game, and that was doing, you know, at the middle of the day. And last night, a lot of people following college football made their way over to Bobby Dodd Stadium and to watch Georgia Tech and Georgia State meet for the first time. The start of the 15th season for Georgia State. Like the start of the 123rd or 125th season of football for Georgia Tech. But they were playing last night, and 35-12, the final score as Georgia Tech gets the win. A lot of people were watching to see if Georgia Tech would stub their toe coming off that big win last week over Florida State. Was Georgia State going to be the Bowling Green game of this season? And it looked like it from the start. Georgia State gets the football, opening kickoff, drives right down the field, and ends up getting drive stalls on the one. And they're not able to score and get in. And that happened a couple of times in the first half. So Georgia State saw that they can move the offense. A lot of new faces, along with the new head coach in Dale McGee. You know, and what you saw last night, I think, gives them some indication of what could be with this team. There were some good moments. There were some disappointing breakdowns. There was a missed assignment on a touchdown catch. But Coach Brent Key talked about his defense and how they made the difference last night.
There's a lot of things that, you know, we're still playing through, and you know, a lot of times we get bad eyes. We might be caught looking in the backfield. Looking at the wrong keys with some motions and different things. And, we got a lot we can work on, but yeah.
So he talks about that as far as their defense and what they did with Georgia State. Georgia State did have 150 yards on the ground rushing in the game. But Georgia Tech, Haynes King came out and showed you why he is who he is, completing 25 of 29 for 275 yards and two touchdowns and an interception that he threw as well. And then, you know, so the rushing game was 225 yards. They mixed up the balance of offense more than I thought they would. We saw them against Florida State just exclusively put the ball on the ground and just say, we're just going to, you know, our line is just going to come up, just move you guys. And it wasn't that way. I kept waiting for that to happen, and they did it when they needed to. But Georgia Tech had a nice balance, you know, with their offense, and they're the win. They are 2-0, and let's see what happens if some rankings come out this week. If the Yellow Jackets make an appearance. Elsewhere around the state, Georgia Southern and playing Boise State, and the scoreboard almost exploded. But Boise State wins the game 56-45. Almost sounds like an arena league game, but that's the thing that happened with that one. Kennesaw State, their first game as now moving up to Conference USA, played against Texas San Antonio 28-16. The Roadrunners win this game. They played this game out in Texas. Mercer's a winner, 63-10 over Presbyterian. You know, the Bears beat the Blue Hose yesterday in the final score in that game. 63.
What'd you call me?
The Blue Hose. H-O-S-E, blue, that's in blue socks.
Thank you. Continue.
Presbyterian from South Carolina.
Okay.
Hope they have a safe trip back home.
Yes, we do.
And meanwhile, Noel alerted me to this, and I got heard from a number of my schoolmates.
How come she don't do what you do right now? She don't put her hand over her heart.
Listen, will you let us do this?
Okay, go ahead. She's doing something else.
This is West Georgia doing this. Those of you may know, the University of West Georgia is competing as a Division I institution for the first time this fall. And yesterday was their very first game as a Division I institution. They took on Samford. I don't know why always West Georgia, when they do something new with the football team, the first team they play will be from Birmingham. I don't know why. When they started football, the very first game was against Miles College, my parents' school. And that was they play against a school from Birmingham again. They play against Samford yesterday. Now, Samford's been D1 for a while. But West Georgia gets the win, 38-29. So shout out to Coach Joel Taylor. They get the big win for them. It's fantastic to see the Wolves start off their tenure as a Division I program with a win yesterday. All right. Also, new coach over at Clark Atlanta, Teddy Keaton. And people have been talking about that red field they got over there at Clark Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Everybody's excited. Well, the folks, maybe that's some inspiration. Because they took down Fort Valley yesterday, 45-42. Coach Keaton is changing some things over at CAU and raising some level of expectation with Clark Atlanta, and they win the first game of the season. Mac, watch out for the Panthers over there. Win that one. Reinhardt gets off to a bumpy start. They took on Carson Newman. Carson Newman beats them 50-7. Final score in that one. Valdosta State over Albany State, 42-10. And those are some college scores, meaning some of our schools from around. Not everybody played yesterday, but those are some of the school scores from some of the schools around the area. High school scores. We had some high school games that were played yesterday. We run those down, two or three games important. Douglas County had a struggle for a time, but they beat Newton 35-15. They played that game out in Covington. Creekside goes on the road. Like last year, they went the road to California. Played Mater Dei. That did not go very well. This year they go to Texas and played DeSoto. It's one of them schools. That's just one of those programs. 70-0. DeSoto wins this game over Creekside. Creekside's off to an 0-2 start. These guys are going to be in the playoffs, folks. So watch out for them. Off to a slow start. Doing those challenging things that some programs do early in their schedule. Just to get them ready once they get into region play and get ready for the playoffs. And then the City of Atlanta battle Mays over Douglas, Mays 20, Douglas 19, tight ball game there. But the game, I think this Friday night that really grabbed my attention, jumped off the page, was North Gwinnett. Shout out to them. They go down to Colquitt. They go down to Moultrie. And they beat Colquitt County 14-3. To me, that's one of the big outcomes of this weekend. So shout out to North Gwinnett as they get a win there. A story that we continue to follow is the injury of the player in the Bremen versus Bowden game. And if you've been watching the news, we've been watching on our monitor, they continue to monitor the progress of Carson Kimball. He's the quarterback of the team from Bremen, suffered a severe injury. He's now at Grady Hospital. And so, a lot of thoughts going out to his team's coach, and that whole community down in Bremen. The Bremen-Bowden game is such a special game in the West Georgia area. And just to have this happen anytime, have something right. like this happen anytime is not what you want to see.
Did you hear the description of the play? When they did that, it reminded – you know what popped into my head first? Was the tragedy connected with Dale Earnhardt.
Okay.
When that crash happened – people just like a regular crash that happens in every race
in NASCAR.
And the
driver gets out and waves.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
That was his crash that took his life looked benign compared to other NASCAR crashes. And that's what was said about this play at that high school game, that people just thought, it was regular play. There was nothing out of the ordinary about it. Until he did not move afterwards. And then they talked about how silent that stadium became.
Yep.
It's always crazy when something like that happens. When they talk about a group of people, it's almost noisy with their silence.
Yeah, yeah. because it's so odd.
It is so weird.
In that setting, you know, silence is not something you expect.
No, but you can hear life.
It could be deafening, right?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And so that's the thing. So we're going to keep an eye on him and keep him in our thoughts and our prayers for that young man, Carson Kimball. He is at Grady Hospital here in Atlanta, and they're monitoring his condition. And we'll see what happens with him going forward. But that's just a look at things around that we talked about with high school and with our college teams. And like I said, shout out once again to, you know, Clark Atlanta, their new coach, Teddy Keaton, getting a win, and Coach Joel Taylor down at West Georgia in his debut getting a win. We're very, very, very excited about that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Let me talk about some things that are happening. We've been out of the studio for a little bit, so I didn't know that Abe Gordon is going to be at the Tour Championship today. He's going to be at the Landing from 2 until 5 p.m. You got Dukes and Bell at Taco Mac at Woodstock on Wednesday. Let me see what else we got over here on this side. Well, nothing else that we can wait till we got, you know. We got Thursday night's NFL kickoff.
We got a Friday night game down there in Brazil, right?
Don't get me started on that. The players were told to hide out in their rooms.
Hey,
don't go out no place. That's what they said. That's what the reports. Don't go nowhere. We're here. We're going to have fun, but
Greg,
do it in your room.
Greg.
Don't get me started on that. See, why they got to go down there? Why they got to go? Why they got to go? There's no reason. There's no upside to going down to Brazil or Mexico City. You can put them both off there. Take me to Hawaii. I'd get in a plane and go watch the Falcons play in Hawaii. I ain't going to Mexico City.
The Falcons not going down there.
No, I'm saying, but I would go there.
This is Philadelphia.
I would go. I would go to Hawaii quicker than I would go to Mexico City. I would go to Brazil.
Play football. We're not checking in with you.
Listen, you fish for them all you want to.
Your travel plans.
Y'all keep that. No way. You know what happened on this? What started on this day?
On this day,
Kaepernick started kneeling.
Really?
Yep. Kaepernick started kneeling on this day. It was a preseason game.
He showed up at the Olympics.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah
he did.
Mm-hmm.
That happened on this day. And it was one other thing I wanted. Oh, and there was a guy who started his tenure today.
Today?
Named Goodell.
Oh.
Roger Goodell started September 1st. Guess the year he started as commissioner. You had to guess. He began commissioner September 1st. What year?
2010.
2006.
Wow.
I know, right?
You've been in the gig that long.
Which makes you think Michael Vick was still playing then, right?
Yeah.
He was the first person he aimed his sights at when he took over, right? He was coming after Michael Vick and all that stuff. So we can revisit that another time. Coming up next, we are going to talk U.S. Open. What's going on up there in New York? Been an eventful week. And Karen Pastana from Tennis Panorama will join us next to talk about it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's September, folks. It is September, and it don't feel like it yet outside. We are here.
It didn't last night.
It's a holiday weekend.
Man, I'm on the sideline last night. It was roasting.
Really?
It was flat out roasting.
Come on, I figured you'd throw your phrase out there.
What's that?
Fish grease hot.
It was that. The turf at game time, my God, it was that.
Okay, well, enjoy your weekend. So you need to cool off some. You're going out to the lake. What do we like to say on this holiday weekend if you're going out to the lake?
Let somebody know that you're going to be there that's not going out there with you.
There you go. So if you ain't home by 10 o'clock or whatever, they go home folks come looking for you.
Now we're going to find out something from a lady who's at a place where they serve a drink called the Honey Deuce.
The Honey Deuce?
Honey Deuce.
Okay.
Let's see if she's had a couple.
All right. Well, that's it.
I see this.
Maybe she's had some this morning. That laughter. Good morning, Karen Pastena.
Good morning, guys. And no, I have not had any Honey Deuces this morning.
What's in a Honey Deuce?
No.
Explain
Honey
to
Deuce, it's a combination of Grey Goose vodka, Chambord, lemonade, and something else. But let me tell you something. Hot tip for those going to the U.S. Open. Get the frozen one rather than the one that's on the rocks. The one that is frozen has a higher concentration of alcohol. So I'm just letting you know, if any of your listeners are at the U.S. Open, the frozen one is the deadly one.
Oh, so you want them to get that?
Yeah, I'd say frozen. Oh, yes. It's the drink of the U.S. Open, well, and
it's like the mint julep at Kentucky Derby.
But see, she wasn't being protective. I thought she was being protective at first, the way she was saying it. Like, no, y'all need to get the other one because you won't get as drunk.
More bang for your buck to get the frozen one.
Yeah, more bang when you hit your head on the ground too.
But I mean, hopefully people know they've had one too many. But I think that drink's running about $23-24.
$23 plus the happy glass you get with it, with all the winners of the U.S. Open on the side.
See, my niece did that. My niece came to the U.S. Open this week, and so that's what she sent a picture. And she's never been there before, right? She's going to say, it's the Honey Deuce. Don't you know what it is? I said, I never heard of that before. Oh, it's the iconic drink of the U.S. Open. I'm like,
well, she's schooling you, right?
Yeah, right. You've never been before. Go tell me. I'm like,
oh. Oh, man. And see, I would think that one would be, while she said more potent, but with the more ice, it would water it down a little bit more, so it wouldn't be as strong.
If you take your time.
Yeah.
But if you don't take your time.
Well, yeah, if you're doing it double parked, you're in the men's room.
Take your time, because if you're drinking that thing too quickly, you're going to be lost.
All right, Karen Pastain again, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg here. And I got to do something.
She's giving you drink suggestions.
I wish I had one right now, given what I have to do. Karen, Sam is on the edge of his seat, because we started the show talking about how I have to do something now with you that I am not looking forward to, but I have to. If you're going to be any kind any kind of responsible broadcaster, once you've got more information about a situation, you got to come clean with it. And last week we talked to you about the information that just came across and the decisions was made about the number one player in the world, Skinner, who had, mm-hmm. though he had tested positive back in March, tennis wasn't going to do anything to him. He was going to be a part of this U.S. Open. And in other words, he was given kind of a pass. Let me make sure I say this right, because in the minds of those who were making the decision, he didn't do it blatantly. It was given to him at a massage and some cream and so on and so forth. And so they gave him this pass, which then upset a lot of the players, most notably the most famous men's tennis player right now, Djokovic. And we talked about his response and how unique that was, that he stepped up and called tennis out and said that they weren't consistent and all of the stuff that was said last week. Right? Am I pretty much...
That's correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've got more information about this. Now, you can feel how you want about how it was administered or how it got in his body. You know, that whole cream thing is, you know, it sounds kind of like Barry Bonds, don't it?
Yeah.
Right? But that's not the way I'm going to go with this. I'm going to go another way and talk about what Djokovic said. Because those guys in Major League Baseball, you know, they had some penalties lobbed to them. Or they've had some fallout from what they did. Barry Bonds will never sniff the inside of a Hall of Fame. All right, unless he buys a ticket. But what I heard this past week was tennis popping off about how they have the toughest rules when it comes to this. They feel like they do. Has that statement came across your wire anytime over the last few years where tennis feels like?
You know, I would agree with that.
Okay.
And for a lot of players, it's like, okay, I can't even take over-the-counter cold medicine because it has something in it that is banned by, you know, by tennis.
Okay.
So a lot of times people have to ask, like, all right, what medicine can I take and not get suspended?
All right. So with that being said, and you're agreeing with me so far, my stance is this. Once I got this new information, I had to go back and think to myself, hang on a second, I got to stand in the same spot with Djokovic on this because they aren't consistent, because what this dude was given... And if tennis calls themselves the strongest as far as applying the penalties for people who cheat, this is the same stuff that got a baseball player. I don't know how much you follow Major League Baseball, but there's a player.
Oh, called, yeah, I do.
Okay, Fernando Tatis got 80 games. He was suspended 80 games for the same treatment, for the same drug that this guy is given a pass on. This is baseball. Who was coming down a lot harder. So what I'm saying to you is I have to agree with Djokovic, as much as I hate to do this.
Because you're agreeing with Djokovic
I am, that they are.
Alert the media.
But am I right? I have to agree with him, right? I can't take any other stance because if baseball kicked the dude out for 80 games for the same thing this number one player had happened, now I could see them if it was like a top name player. But if you don't follow tennis, you never heard of this dude. There's people who've heard of Djokovic. They've heard of
well, because they've been out there longer. That's the only thing. He hasn't been out
well,
there
regardless, you've
yet.
Heard of them. If this was Nadal, people would understand. Well, the French are going to give him a pass because it's Nadal. But I'm just saying, I had to take the stance of that Novak Djokovic had this past week, and I know it makes my molars ache, but I'm sitting here agreeing with him, and that's what I wanted to admit to you.
It is so tough because different folks get suspensions. Yeah, they're totally not consistent at all. They aren't. And then when I think back to other people who have been suspended for different things, Simona Halep, for instance, and I'm sure she's livid. She must be. She hasn't come out publicly about it. About, you know, Sinner not being suspended or anything. But the thing was... The fact that he was using it accidentally from his physio or whatever it was, and that's why they let him get a pass. And I know it's not consistent. It isn't. It's a shame. I don't know what tennis is going to do about this, but they have. It's true. Djokovic is right. It's not consistent.
All right. So all you got to do is say that my masseuse put that on me, and you get a pass. Tattoo should have said that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and then the thing is, the cream that was in question, I can't remember why I'm saying this, comes from Italy, where that steroid or whatever is not illegal in that country, and that's probably why it was in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. spending time on the way for us. Come out line this morning talking with Karen Pistan at Tennis Panorama News. She is social. You can follow everything she's doing up at the U.S. Open at Tennis News TPN. She's posting stories. She's posting interviews. She's posting photos. So much so you want to follow along there. And now that you mentioned the number one player with the guy who we look to do well in this tournament being out, meaning Carlos Alcaraz, Djokovic gone. This men's side of this tournament seems to have gone sideways midweek. What's your thought about who's there and who has a chance to move forward?
Well, you know, here's all the stuff going on with Sinner. He's still in the tournament.
Yeah.
He's the number. It's so funny. He's the number one player in the world, and he hasn't fallen victim to any upset, even close. So at this point, I'm going to have to say Sinner. But meanwhile, on the other side of the draw, where everyone is, you know, all the high seeds are pretty much gone, you have a couple of surprises there. You have Alexei Popyrin from Australia who knocked out Djokovic. Now, people don't realize, a couple of weeks ago, Popyrin won the Montreal Masters event, which was a total surprise to everybody as well. So you never know. He might come out and win the thing. But TFO has a good chance, too, on that side. I mean, things are so open on the opposite side of the draw from Sinner. You never know if anyone will come out of that and surprise everyone.
Yeah, we want to see what happens with that. On the women's draw, you know, the thoughts about that? I think we're going to get to see Coco Gauff a little later on today.
Yes. Gauff is playing today. She's playing Emma Navarro, a fellow American woman there. This will be tough. The last time they played each other, Navarro actually beat Gauff. So I guess maybe Coco will be looking a little bit for some revenge. Maybe not. Well, you know, she's a defending champion. You know, she wants to hold on to her title. So, you know, this is going to be a tough match. I'm telling you, it's going to be a three-set match. I really believe that. Toss-up for me, to be quite honest, a toss-up for me.
A toss-up?
Yeah, I mean, I would give the edge to Coco because she's been there before. But Emma, you know, she's made a huge jump in the rankings this year, and she's been playing really well. But I guess, the edge ever so slightly goes to Coco because of the experience that she has being on, you know, on center court and all that. So, yeah, that's a three-setter for sure.
Karen Pistana joining us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As uncomfortable and negative as the feelings I had this week towards center were, they were polar opposite for what I saw with, and it was really a kind of a big deal. Naomi Osaka got her first win this past week, and they made a big deal about it since she's been back and there at the U.S. Open, and so I wanted to acknowledge that and how that landed on you.
Yeah, because, you know, she opens up against Yelena Ostapenko, number 10 in the world, one of the hardest hitters in the world, well, along with Osaka, too. And that match, you saw the old Naomi, so to speak.
Yeah.
And she was really pounding it back and forth with Ostapenko. And it was really good to see. Good to see. I mean, her next match against Mukova was another hard-hitting battle, but she kind of made a lot of errors, sprayed the ball, but Mukova kept in control power for her. So I think it was a good outing for Osaka despite losing in the second round. She had two. I mean, Mukova was last year's semifinalist at the U.S. Open, so she had two women she played that, you know, are top pros. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was tough, but I thought it was a good outing for her, making her way back.
She'll go from this hard court to the next, which is the first one of the year, to a hard court in Australia if she chooses to play.
This is true. This is true. And before that, she'll go on what's called the Asian Swing, which are indoor courts for the most part, some outdoor. So she'll get a lot of practice and getting ready for the next season.
All right. Now, you got some other appearances you got to make today. I know last week you were showing up on, you know, TV and everywhere else. What else you got coming up today?
Oh, coming up today. Well, so far no TV today, but you never know. People call me at the last minute all the time. So that's just the way it is.
All right.
But I'll be running all over the courts, though.
We'll be watching and seeing and following along, and I'll be following along with you on social and be chatting with you during the Coco match. So look forward to communicating with you a little later on today. Karen, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
You have some more of those honey deuces.
I feel like a responsible broadcaster now.
I know.
I stepped up and I told the truth and I gave him my true feelings. They changed. That dude changed me.
And you know what?
Now I can use one of those drinks.
While Djokovic is out of this tournament, I don't think he's shed a tear at all. This season, this year, he got what he came for. He got what he came for in Paris.
Oh, the gold medal?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got what he didn't, you know what I mean? And he would like to have won in New York. But and really seeing some of the players depart from this, like Alcaraz, maybe it's a little Olympic hangover, you know, to have played something with so much pressure in it in between Wimbledon and this. And so maybe that's why we've seen some players, you know, not make it through the first week.
It's conceivable that dude could go from clay court to clay court if he bypasses the Australian, which is a possibility because he got a beef with them about how his whole vax thing went, and he's out early here with the U.S. Open. I mean, literally, the next one after the Australian is the French.
Yeah.
So he will have played the French. Then he played the Olympics. He was here for a minute and a half, just a cup of coffee in New York. If he blows off the Australian,
but you
he
know
will
what he has
kinds-
to make. You know what though? With those events, he has to his sponsors. He's got to show up.
It is Noel's World next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, first day of September. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, going to kind of recap this summer of sports. What's your favorite, what will stay with you most? Miles Garrett's going to join us from Fox 5. Got a fresh casting call for you. Dustin Long from NBC talking NASCAR in the 9 o'clock hour along with JR from JR Sports Brief. He will join us. But right now, Noel, what is on your mind as we turn things over to you?
Well,
wait, we got to do your signature.
Your greeting.
Yeah, your greeting.
Good morning.
Hey! That's what we waiting for.
What is going on this morning?
We good now that we've heard that.
We get to see you. We missed you last week.
Yeah. I know. Y'all were out and about.
Out there, and it's things rolling around our feet. And Chateau Alando is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
When the sun came up.
Yeah, it was dark. It was dark for a minute out there, though, Warren. Tell you what.
I'm not going to say nothing. And want to thank Mike and eventually Mocha.
Yep.
Didn't know she was there at first. she showed up, and she was wonderful.
She made an appearance.
She made an appearance.
Outstanding.
Yes, she was. And help as she took the pictures.
Very helpful.
We should put them pictures, you know.
Very helpful. We had to post
them.
Did
you put them pictures up?
I haven't put them up. I may do that today.
With the wonderful Stacey Ellis.
Yes.
Who keeps things going with Jim Ellis.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was wonderful. And Patty, who ran things there at Chateau Alain. So her and her husband.
They brought us coffee and stuff.
Yeah. We got to shut up, man. It's Noel's time. Go ahead, Noel. Sorry about that. We'll save some of this for casting call if we talk too much. you take over my segment. Go ahead.
No. I think we'll be right on time. So, have you guys noticed since the WNBA has restarted from its Olympic break that there's been a certain superstar that has foregone their pregame outfits?
No.
Yes, Asia Wilson is done giving us fashion, and she's giving us nothing but triple-doubles and points and moving everybody out of her way. Yes, it's been nothing but tall tees and sweatpants like we're back in 2006. She's making a statement, and I'm saying that because I need the Dream to adopt it. I need them to go a step further. I need black tees and black Air Force Ones.
Oh, my
because
goodness. Yikes.
Y'all went three out of seven in August. and you're trying to get in the playoffs, so we need some different energy.
Y'all need to do that Mike Tyson. Just grab a towel and cut a hole in it.
Man, we need some different energy.
Go into the room that way.
Yeah, that was a tough one in Seattle.
It was a tough one against Indiana. It was you were right there with Vegas until you weren't.
Yeah.
Noel, what's going on? What is it? Other than
the thing in Seattle was it came down to an inbound play late in the game.
And excellent inbound.
And everybody just stood there.
Yeah, it was an excellent inbound call by the coach for Seattle and Noel Quinn and Jewel Lloyd did what Jewel Lloyd does. She got the thing on the inbound pass and hit that guy and sent us good night. Sent us home.
Wow.
So that one they lost by.
That one was like four.
They lost to Indiana by five. They lost to the Mercury by two. So it's a lot of close losses. And it's hard to beat them up too bad because against the Aces, they were super shorthanded with no starting big. You didn't have Tina Charles, who has been showing out, lighting the league on fire lately. Showing the league that the OG still got a little bit left in the tank. And then Cheyenne Parker-Tyus is out with her leg injury. So you went in without a starting big to really start that game. And they held their own early, but you wondered how long that they would be able to. And it just kind of got off the rails kind of quickly.
But for all that has gone wrong now, they're right there on the fringe of the playoffs. But you got to, your games are running down here now.
And that's what's making it frustrating, that you're losing games and you're losing them like really, really close games when you're right there where you want to be, which is at least the eighth seed. The eighth seed is your best spot to get into the playoffs right now at this point. And they can't seem to gain any ground on Chicago.
Yeah, that's tough. And they're kind of hot and cold. But I tell you what, Indiana's taken off, and now they're 500.
Man,
and then they start. They remember how that team started out. They're going to be a dangerous out in the playoffs. Whoever draws them, and that's the thing as we watch right now, because all the teams above them have locked in their playoff spots. When you look at the Liberty, the Sun, Lynx, Aces, Storm, they're all in.
Yep.
Trying to solidify these final three spots.
Yep. And that's where your dream are, trying to fight their way into one of those final three spots. And doesn't it feel like the Hawks trying not to be in the play-in? Like, doesn't it give you that similar type of feel?
Yikes. Why do you have to compare it to that?
I was just going to say, why she got to bring them up?
That's what it feels like to me when I watch them.
Because
they feel like the little sisters.
Yeah.
Of the Hawks. They do very similar things. They give you fourth quarter palpitations to let go of the rope at the very, very end.
No. Oh,
they get you right there on the doorstep of where you want to be and where you want them to take you.
Yikes.
And then it's like they left their wallet with their ID at home.
No.
So we can't even get through the velvet ropes. That's what it feels like. There's some type of barrier right there at the velvet rope. They want to take us there. They want to get us there and get the fan base, galvanized into that next level where they want the WNBA to go. And in Atlanta, that's going to take a playoff run. You didn't draft a rookie for reasons. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But you didn't draft one of those rookies to bring in some of that media attention that you would have gotten. So to move the needle this season in Atlanta is going to be a playoff game. You got to get into the playoffs.
I'm listening. This is what swirls around in her head. Like, I wouldn't have brought up the Hawks thing, but I can understand why you did. I mean, I really do. But I have another question for you having to do with all of this. And not so much, I want to get off the dream if I could.
Shoot.
Unless you want to go.
No, shoot.
All right, so we talk about entering the playoffs, and you mentioned Chicago. And when you talk, and Sam's talking about Indiana, it gives us back to those two rookies and what they are doing. And my question to you is, whose skill set is having a greater impact on the success of that team? Is it what Angel's doing, as far as rebounding, or is it what Caitlin's doing as far as shooting? Because both of these teams have ascended in a way that last year they didn't. They didn't have these two weapons. And we know what Indiana was last year.
Right.
But my thing is, as you now sit here, second half of the season, what's going on? People are fighting. The chemistry's coming together with some of these teams. Like you said, Asia's, forget it. She ain't talking about fashion no more. She's reminding you who the best player in the league is when she comes into work. But when you get back to those rookies and you talk about how their effect is on those teams, who do you think is having, with their skill set, a greater effect on what this team will be going into the playoffs?
I'm going to say something that's probably – people are probably going to argue me down over. But I feel I feel Angel is actually more impactful to the Sky, win or lose, because the Sky shooting, their jump shooting really isn't there. So when they shoot outside, the percentage of making it on that team is not as large as like an Indiana Fever, even without Caitlin Clark on it. Because when the Dream just saw Caitlin Clark at State Farm and Sam was there, he saw it. It was Kelsey Mitchell that was giving him the business.
Yeah.
The business.
Yeah.
So
the thing with Caitlin in that run and that I've seen now watching her play and seeing Tarazi play a week or so ago is also the vision. Her big thing is vision.
No, 100%.
She sees everything. She sees
100%, which is why I feel like her best NBA player comp is Trae Young. She has the crazy three on the outside, and she's diming everything from everywhere. She has that same type of combination with a little more height for her size, but for her league. But when you look at these two rookies and what they're doing for their team, I feel like the Sky need those rebounds to get extra shot opportunities.
A lot of times they're her shots, too, by the way.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But you got to be around to do that.
But they've also done the numbers. When you take her rebounds out, she's still leading the league in rebounds.
Right? No, yeah. I've heard that
stat, too.
When you take
hers out. Yeah. So there are some of hers, and that's her rookie thing that she has to improve. Just like we said, you know, Caitlin had to learn how to get tougher on the court and do some other things. And I really think the both of them benefited from that Olympic nap that they were able to take. But just like Caitlin has improved on certain things as a rookie, there's going to be some things that Angel has to do as well, which is going to include her offensive scoring. But as far as what they do best and how it contributes to their team and how much their team needs it, I feel like Angel is more impactful in that regard. But I feel like Caitlin is more – her skill set is more ready-made for what they want to do. Like, she's shooting, Kelsey Mitchell shooting, they have another outside shooter. You have Nalisa that can kind of score three different levels. So she's adding to exactly what it is they want to do to have a little more success now than the Sky. The Sky kind of hit the reset button, selling off some more assets before the Olympic trade line. And so they're at a different spot.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at them differently than the Indiana Fever. They're at a different spot.
Okay. I was just curious, and I don't know if there's a right answer to that.
I don't either.
You can say that, you know, when you take those two talents, let's put them on one team. Well, Golden State didn't win because of Draymond Green, but they did win some because of Steph and his shooting.
Yeah.
But what Draymond does is as important. It got him there.
Oh, absolutely.
But he ain't winning the game.
Absolutely.
Or you can say Rodman and Jordan together. You know, those three-peats happened because of both of them, but some games were won because of the points that were scored by Jordan.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I mean, that's the thing. Chicago's playing Minnesota today. Like I said, they're trying to solidify their playoff spot. Indiana's playing Dallas today. And kind of interesting, that game. You know, that game will be on NBA TV, and I do believe Cheryl Swoops is going to be on the call for that game.
Yes, she will be.
She's been quite outspoken about some things. And obviously, on Odyssey, she's got her podcast as well. As far as Caitlin Clark goes, that could be a little interesting pre-football viewing today around 4 o'clock. Of course, your Dream comes on 7 o'clock. They're on Peachtree Sports tonight at 7 o'clock. So hopefully they can get a win out in L.A. against the Sparks. My goodness, the Sparks have been struggling. And hopefully they can get a win.
Somebody that ain't been struggling. Y'all better put Ryan Howard on Rika because she's going to score.
Yeah.
She's going to do what needs to be done. So, Don't sleep just because you think it's the L.A. Sparks.
Let's see if they get that win today.
All right, what else is on your mind? Or is that it? Or you want to save something? You got one for a little nugget for a casting call? Because we took up a little bit of your time there in the beginning.
Oh, no, we're all good. My whole thing for today's Noel World is I want to see the Atlanta Dream in the playoffs. So I need y'all to get me to the promised land. So do whatever you need to do. Call Asia and figure out what she getting her tall tees. Yep, in my white tee, my black tee, the headband, whatever it is y'all need to do. Get in the DeLorean, take it back to 06. Whatever it is we need to do, we need to get the eighth spot. Sorry, Chicago Sky. We need it. And did y'all see they got a new mascot?
What they got?
The Chicago Sky trying to do a Ellie situation. So they named the mascot Sky with an E at the end. And she got braids, and they trying to put an outfit on
like
her.
Like Sky Downstairs?
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah.
So the
Sky trying to do they're trying to do a little something.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody brought up
marketing.
Big building out there or something.
They've had all season to come up with that. My thing is, why didn't they come up with it sooner? But I guess, you know, hey.
Well, you can come up with anything, but you got to have the right person in the suit. So we shall see.
Happy birthday, one of the best performers in this country, the country's ever produced, and I don't think she gets her due. An all-time great, Gloria Estefan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You agree with that? She's clapping back there.
Yeah,
Gloria Estefan birthday. And two people, this is a first, Sam. You know how I have two people that celebrate a birthday? I have two people that celebrate a birthday that actually have the same first name.
Really?
This is the first. Philip Fulmer. And who's he born on the same day with? I said they got the same name. Philip Fulmer, old Tennessee head coach.
Okay.
And Dr. Phil.
Oh, man, really?
Born on the same day. Happy birthday today to both them dudes. Anyway, coming up, moving into the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to talk to Miles Garrett from Fox 5 as we revisit this Georgia win from yesterday and what's ahead for these guys. Got a fresh casting call for you. I actually have a showbiz question because I was watching game day yesterday and I came up with something I want to present to you two. And speaking of sports, we're going to recap some of the top sporting events from this past summer as we are now into September 1st and Labor Day weekend being the official end of summer, so we're going to take care of that next. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!